Hello, patrons. It's me, Adam Coble, the game master for Farverona. And look over here. I pointed the right direction. It's that bronze girl. We're going to make a character. Hi, bronze. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, you know, just suffering under the eternal torment of being a person in this day and age. I'll tell you, my phone broke the other day.
Really?
Yeah, it started doing this thing where I was trying to use it, and it was just like phantom button pushing. And so apps would open. I deleted a photo from my Instagram by accident because it was just like, I'm going to randomly just push things. So it's haunted, and I just turned it off and put it away. And I was like, I can get until Wednesday when I get to go get it fixed. It's very hard. I'm like, what's happening? Where's my phone? I need to take pictures of things and do stuff. Yeah. So that's
I'm
what I'm doing.
The opposite.
Yeah.
I'm like the person that will leave my house without my phone regularly, which is probably not great. But
I feel like that's good though. Like I've done that a few times where I've gotten in the car and I've like drove away and I'm like, oh, I don't have my phone. And there's a moment where I'm like, my brain is on fire right now in panic. And then afterwards I'm like, I'm too lazy to go back home and get it. And I feel fine. But like it's broken right now and it's just driving me crazy. Yeah.
I'll go like weeks at a time and realize the only thing I've posted on Twitter is just that I'm going live, but that I haven't actually like.
there's a balance in there somewhere because I definitely have like.
I'm so terrible at social media. I embrace it. I'm the fucking worst.
I've unfollowed some people. Not to turn this into role play Patreon gossip hour, but I've unfollowed some people where I'm like, I like you as a person, honey, but like I need you to stop posting so fucking much.
Oh yeah, I'll mute people all the time. Mute. Or people that retweet every tweet in the thread. Yeah. Just retweet the whole
thread. That's right.
Why are you retweeting every? That's right. Thing in the thread.
See, your social media game is strong. You know how it works.
Because I know what annoys me.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. You curate your experience. So thank you, patrons, for curating your experience and paying us to do this bullshit. We're making a new character for Bronze today. We're going to roll some stats and we're gonna level them up. But before we get into all that horseshit, do you want to talk about your thoughts, your ideas, or do you want to roll your stats and then be like, oh, this character will not fit my ideas at all? Which of those?
Yeah,
do you
I have
prefer?
A couple of different ideas.
Okay, do you want to just roll stats and then we can talk about concepts?
Yeah.
Okay,
based off of what I roll, I'll try to figure out which one works.
Sick. That's a good call. And you always get the like bump up to 14 if you're like, this character is almost perfect, but I need like a decent stat in something. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. All right. Well, that's easy then. So it's just slash R space 3d6.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just assign them as we go.
All right.
Not very strong.
No.
Just a frail individual.
Yeah.
Wow. 6 strength. Starting off. Great. Okay, there you go. All right. Okay. 13 decks. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The modifiers in this game are so like wide though that like you need to have a like I think a 15 or something to get a plus one. So
Yeah.
It's a 14 is a plus one. Okay. All right. So you got 10 con. All right.
My rolls are garbage.
Yeah. Well, still like aside from that strength, you're just
basically
average across
I'm
the...
playing a character that is 4 years old.
Listen, like here's the thing. Everybody who makes D&D characters is like, well, I have to have like a 18 in this and like a 17 in my primary stuff. But like here's the thing. Real people are between 10 and like 13. And
yeah.
You know, I don't know if you've ever played in a game where people want to do that awful thing where they're like, let's stat ourselves out as characters in this game. It's like you're a level 0 nobody, you have 10 in everything, you're done. You go one hit.
Yeah,
one,
basically.
So you're fine. You're very much average this character.
Yeah.
So
I like to think I'm 12.
Let me see. Yeah, for sure.
Not very smart. Not good at anything.
This game's gonna
very
get
weak. I'm an underweight 12-year-old girl.
Perfect.
School girl.
That's good. Now you just need to get yourself a giant robot and away you go.
Mecha time.
Actually, to be honest, if somebody came to me in this campaign in Farverona, despite it being like a fairly like political thriller, if somebody came to me and they were like, I want to play a like preteen like mecha pilot like protege.
Diva.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know what? We can make that work. I can figure that out for you. We can make that happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to double check to see because you're below like you don't even out. I don't know if this I can't remember if this game has. A like you rolled really bad, we're sorry thing. I don't think it does. Let's see. Nope, you're good. So it means you're just gonna pick a stat to make make into a 14, and that'll give you a plus one to compensate for that minus one in strength. So
you're just
not very strong, average at everything else, and like pretty close. When you level up your dexterity, you can bump it to 14, and that'll put you to a plus one, right? Because you get that choice.
And like charisma is almost there too, so I should almost choose a shitty skill to bump up.
Yeah, you might wanna bring something up from 10 or 9. But let's talk about concepts. So like what kinds of
well, this gives me a pretty blank slate.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's the bright side with how terrible I am at everything. Fair. Which is funny because with Kieran, I rolled so many plus ones, and with this character. Yeah. I did not.
It's the bad characters that last forever too. So
yeah, I think the concept for the House Reticulum character is out the window.
Okay. All right, that's fair. Sure. I mean, yeah. they make and sometimes use weapons. So you know, I mean, you don't need a strength for that. That's fine. You could save one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. The other concept I was thinking of was like a prism goon, like a corporate goon.
Yeah.
Because prism's pretty. Wait, because they would be in the STO now. Okay, hold on.
Well, so here's the thing, right? Like you could still play somebody who is like, you could play a defector, or like, just because the faction turn is sort of shifting in a particular direction doesn't necessarily mean that we understand, you and I as players, we understand sort of the truths of like the ship, and the things the characters on the ship are going to be doing are going to be pretty like hardline Imperial. They're going to keep hunting synths. They're going to fight the enemies of the Empire for now, at least until the inevitable dissolution of the Empire itself. That's the plan, right? Like they're going to do that. So if you make someone who is either formerly or currently of a group that might run afoul of that, they have to have a reason to have left their previous employers. So you can still play someone in Prism who is like, you know what, the Empire is good. We like them. They keep things working. I'm going to go and like work for the Empire and work on the ship.
Yeah, I think it would almost be interesting to play someone that's affiliated with the STO, because then that could be maybe their entrance into the party, is that maybe they're offering information in return for something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe even for a title or
what's fun about playing, you can play like functionally like an apostate, right? Like it's cool, like coming up with a concept for a character and being like, I want to be someone who is in like a prism person, but, and then something that's like different about them. So either like an actual turncoat, or someone who's like a double agent, or this conversation that we're having, Max and much like our secret synth Riley, like they're not going to know what we talk about here. So we can come up with like secret stuff that's hidden from them. So you can be like, yes, I'm definitely a member of whatever noble house you think I'm a member of, but like secretly you're not. Like,
yeah,
there's lots of like fun kind of like stuff you can do there.
So. Yeah. Well, now I kind of want to be like a spy, but not like
like you could be
not James Bond, but more just right.
like a Russian spy, not like a sexy spy. Well, the thing is too, like there's still, and we've seen little bits of it. Like you could play a former member of like House Cygnus, like who is like hiding out or like trying to make good or like run from their family, or like there's lots of opportunity to play somebody who isn't who they say they are, because then you kind of get to play two characters, and it doesn't have to be like, I would definitely want to avoid like that being any kind of part of the immediate plot. Like I wouldn't just be like, let's immediately start digging into your secret bullshit.
Yeah.
Because then it would just turn out to be the same. We'd get one more arc out of a character, and we'd be here in like 3 months being like, well, welcome back, bro. It's time to make another character. Like I want someone that you feel like you can stick to for a while.
Yeah.
But having like a cool secret past works too. Deathless is really good for that. Like the people in Deathless, it's like the French Foreign Legion, right? Like whoever you were before, you're a member of the Deathless Mercenaries now. So if you wanted to play a character who like,
I kind of do. Cause I think one thing I learned from playing, the Amira is that, I, not that I didn't enjoy it, but that I enjoy playing, like, I think, like, Freeman or Commoners a lot more.
Uppity Troublemakers.
Yeah, because I think, and it came out even in Kieran, is that, you know how we were saying, like, oh, we as players kind of tend to turn towards certain things.
Hmm.
I feel like I, as a player, always like to call out how I'm like, this is bullshit, or this is totally unfair.
Yeah, which I hate, because you're you're doing my job. I'm trying to do, stop it.
Which is like what Riley did.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like Yancey's a dickhead, but Riley always gets like, you know, she has to like suffer because of his dickishness, and mm-hmm. how that was kind of unfair. And it was hard to do that as a noble. And I think only a Valen would have been able to like pull that off, which is why.
There would have been some lasting power there if Vela hadn't like bailed on the Empire as an org, like overall.
Yeah.
Like you could go the opposite direction and play someone like a Fornax or a Crux, right? And be like, mm-hmm. Well, this would be, it'd be interesting because Booker has, we joked about this during the last post show, where Booker has this kind of idea of like, I'm going to reveal the hypocrisies of the Empire, but really he's just kind of been everybody's lapdog the whole time. Like he's trying, yeah. he has no friends. So you could go mainline and be like a Crux reformer who's like, listen, we are stuck in these old ways. Things have to change. We're still the best, but like, here's why. And we need to maintain that. Like that's an option.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it sort of depends on if you want to be somebody who is trying to make change from within. You can also pull, because we have this opportunity now, you can pull a Yancey and just be like, yo, I have some acerbic opinions, but none of y'all can fuck with me because I have social clout. Like I'm coming to the table and like, my mommy and daddy are more important than your mommy and daddy, right? And I get to get away with my opinions. Like right. If you want to try to out Yancey me, I invite that. so many options. But if you want to play somebody who's like kind of shtick is like pointing out things and like being like, no, this doesn't work. And then we can write into your backstory a reason why you have like the social clout, not to immediately just be like, cool, well, shut up. Nobody likes you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's certainly an option. Are you feeling like you want to play a noble, or do you want to play a non-noble?
I think I want to play a non-noble.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that gives you some options. You could be like a member of the church. You could be a Trilliant person. I mean, the ship's going to need a new like requisitions officer, right? Somebody to replace the Acre rep.
Yeah.
You could be a, like you said, a deathless, like it's a time of war, right? So having a deathless advisor on the ship, like a commandant or whatever, would be pretty cool. Cause that would give you a relationship with both the captain and the Richter, right? Where you're like,
yeah, which would be fun. Right now I'm hovering between, either a deathless or like an executor. So I can have like that, like I've been undercover.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've been called back with information.
Yeah.
You know, like the leash has been yanked,
mm-hmm.
which might be kind of cool.
That would be cool too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because then we could have two angry Serpens on board.
Right. Well, and that'd be fun. That'd be fun with Nomi too, to just be like, what's up, cousin? Like,
that would be kind of interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be kind of fun. So right now it's, I think it's like, but then I think I'd be a noble.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be, and here's where shit gets all wibbly wobbly. You could be a deathless mercenary who is either a former House Serpens executor, or is currently, but is like undercover in the deathless, right? Like we could layer this shit, right? So Crux. So Crux has what they think to be like a deathless advisor on the ship who's secretly working for House Serpens, feeding them information about the operations of House Crux via this ship, right? Because it's like times of war. You're like a double secret agent. It depends on how much complicated fucking bullshit you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's put it together.
Okay. All right. Well, the game would like us to figure out your background, and your skills in your class. So we'll work out the details there. But your background options for everybody at home, I'll read through them again. Barbarian, clergy, courtesan, criminal, dilettante, entertainer, merchant, noble, official, peasant, physician, pilot, politician, scholar, soldier, spacer, technician, thug, vagabond, or worker. Now, if you... Yeah, I mean, you got lots of options here. I think there are a few we can kind of like rule out. Like if you're either not a noble at all or hiding the fact that you're noble, noble might be like not one you want to go for.
Yeah, yeah.
But these are things that are just like names on the sheet. Like you wouldn't necessarily identify that way. Like a noble could still be like an important peasant, basically.
I'm imagining in my head somebody that would probably be proficient with a weapon, but also like more streetwise than they are.
Yeah, I was going to say, so do you, because we can look forward towards like class stuff too. Like, are you thinking you want to be a partial warrior, full warrior, like warrior expert, or?
Yeah, yeah, I think probably probably a partial expert. Partial,
yeah, like warrior expert, like Booker. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, so knowing that, then you can kind of, yeah, you can kind of pick like,
yeah,
a broader background.
What if we did like a spacer?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at too. Somebody who like grew up on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. And then you could figure out like whatever kind of ship that is. But yeah, that's totally possible. Like the sector has lots of habitable planets, but there's totally people that just like grow up working on space stations or like in the shipyards of Maya or whatever, or just like on a spaceship. Okay, yeah, you want to go spacer? Because spacer will give you...
Or maybe
you...
like mom and dad were in the military and...
Oh, yeah, totally.
Brat.
Yeah. Funny. Ship kid, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like probably spent some time on planets, but constantly going from...
Yeah, I like
place
it.
...place to place wherever they got assigned.
Okay, cool.
Poe Dameron was my dad.
So that's nice. So I guess then you were adopted. Because obviously you have your other dad.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get the listed skill at level 0. So you're going to get, I think it's fix. Yeah, okay. So you get fix at 0.
All right.
Okay. And then you either get pilot 0 and program 0. Or you can do the role thing for growth and learning.
Okay.
And this is where you can bump up that charisma and that dexterity if you want to.
Yeah. So I guess let's do the...
So for these ones, let me double check how you choose these. So for your background, you're going to... If you pick, it's two from learning. And if you roll, then it's 3 times, dividing them between the 2 tables, however you want.
Okay. So I'll do, I don't,
right? Because if you pick, you don't get, your stats won't go up.
Yeah.
But if you roll.
My stats can go up.
Well, here's the thing, right? So if you roll on growth, you either get a +1 to any stat, which if you get it the first time, that's your dex, right? They'll bump your dex to 14. Mm-hmm. You have a 2 in 6, a 1 in 3 chance of bumping something up by 2, which would bring... that would also bring your dex up, and it would I wouldn't fix that. You can't fix that strength problem without multiple rolls. So
no,
yeah, I don't know. It's up to you. The learning table, you have options for administer, connect, exert, fix, know, pilot, program, and talk.
Right.
And then you're going to get more skill points, obviously, cause we're going to be leveling. Yeah. You're going to level up. Right.
Yeah. So. I think I'll do 2 D6s and 1 D8.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're where you're gonna go warrior expert, your background was spacer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are a human. I'll let you figure out your character's gender later. And faction will leave and homeworld will leave for now. Okay, yeah, let's do it. Go ahead and roll those stats. Okay, so this was your D6. So you get any skill, just any one skill at level 0. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's nice flexibility. You know what? You don't have to pick now, right? You can see what else you get.
Okay, awesome. Oh, that's
so better. I'll make a note. So it's +1, or it's any skill.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool.
We'll do another D6.
Okay.
D skill.
Yeah, that's also good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know originally I said 2d6s and 1d8, but since I got two skills, could
Yeah,
I
you
like?
can do another D6. Yeah, you can do
Okay,
one at a time.
perfect.
Yeah, that's completely fine.
Where were these like box cars when
I
I
know,
was
right?
rolling my stats? That would have been nice.
Watch you get another six.
Oh my God. I feel like I won the jackpot
I
because
think so.
even though my base stats are low, I feel like having three skills is way more useful than having,
Yeah.
because that's only a plus one
Well, and it's
modifier at most that I would have gotten. And in this case, I've bumped up almost.
three different skills, and they're gonna be any skills you want. Yeah. Well, and I love it too, because this is a character who never, like, nobody ever told you what to do. You just learned any three things you felt like learning, and
Which
you're
is
allowed to just
fun.
run around the spaceship doing whatever you
Yeah.
wanted. That's pretty
Yeah.
cool. Okay. All right. So what, I guess maybe, let me look. Let's do all your skills at once. So let's just leave those on the table, and then just keep going.
Okay.
So for your warrior, you're going adventurer, which gives you warrior and expert. And then I think what we'll do is we'll just figure out a pool of skill points and how many foci you get, so that we're not doing this like one level at a time, like slowly
Yeah.
nudging it up. So let's look. So when you choose your class, you're gonna get a free level in a non-combat focus. So I'll write these down for you. We'll just use all this pink stuff. So non-combat focus. Okay. From partial expert. You get an extra skill point every time you gain a level for non-psychic, non-combat skills. So that'll give you +3 skill points for non-com skills. All right. Because that's level 2, 3, and 4. And then partial warrior gives you a free combat focus related to your background. So you learn to scrap on the ship. Okay, fun. Duncan Idaho over here. And then your attack bonus goes up at first and fifth level. So that's fine. Where's your base attack bonus? Base attack bonus is +1. You get another one at fifth level. And you get +2 maximum hit points each level.
Okay.
All right. So +2 max HP per level. Okay. All right. And actually, I guess we do have to do this kind of like one at a time, because you're rerolling your hit points.
Oh
Right.
yeah.
So they may change depending on what your
My
focus
shitty
is.
rolls are, or my first rolls are bad.
Yeah. Okay. So at first level, you get, let's see, partial expert. So you're gonna get two foci,
Okay.
one combat and one non-combat.
Okay.
And those are on page 20. So these are things like alert, armsman, assassin. So what are you thinking? Like, what do you want your character to do on the ship? Like, what did like looking forward? So we've got your like spacer stuff. You grew up on a spaceship, and you became a warrior expert. You know how to fight. You know about some stuff. You'll fill in your skills. But as we're thinking about the skills and foci that you're getting, what do you think you want to? What do you want to do in the on the team?
X-wing pilot.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, so this is the
Last
trick.
character was a pilot, so no, but
Yeah, right. Like this is the trick with like a vehicle pilot. So I was thinking, tactical advisor, right, to the team. Some kind of like a bodyguard, right? Maybe Nomi is important enough to warrant a bodyguard now. God, that'd be fun, right? Yancey being like, "I got you this bodyguard," and Nomi being like, "I don't need it," and you're like, "Well, I'm here."
Yeah, that would be
So there's
fun.
an option, right? Deathless
Yeah.
bodyguard. You could, because I'm thinking both on the ship and the team. And I think that like overall, like Crux High Command recognizes that, war is coming, and so they're kind of
Right.
getting people together for that. So
Yeah.
anything that would represent kind of the increased security level in the team, or the increased sort of danger, because now there's like enemies everywhere, and like
Yeah.
things are getting heated. So.
I almost think it would be cool to be like a gunslinger.
Yeah, I dig it. Okay. So you
I'm
are.
thinking of like what kind, because now I'm kind of fixated on this idea of being like a like a tool, mm-hmm. you know, and people use me for, you know, deploy me to different places for a very specific purpose.
Yeah.
And thinking in my head, like if this was Blades in the Dark, what kind of thief I would want to be? Do right. I want to be sneaky stabby? Do I want to be...
I love the idea of like just someone being hired on as like a problem solver. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
What kind?
Yeah.
And you're like, I solve problems. Wanna, yeah, don't worry about it.
I want to kind of be like that. Like, oh, yes, this is the tool for the job.
Like the wolf from Pulp Fiction, right? Yeah. Mr. Wolf or whatever. You're just like, yeah, I hear your empire's having some problems. I'm here to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your house needs to be brought in order.
Yeah.
Which almost makes my non-combat skill for authority to be kind of neat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends. Like, are you there to give orders or to, like, take orders, right?
Yeah, because I wouldn't want authority to be more of like a, you know, oh, I'm going to pull rank on you, but more of like a scary, scary type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So more like intimidating. Like that's the thing, like, yeah, authority is giving commands. And if you're there as like a non-leader, it's much more like, so I was thinking, you could go connected. If you're the kind of person that like knows yeah. a bunch of people and wanders the universe, like you've met with people, you know, a bunch of different people. It's like a toned down henchkeeper where instead of having like a bunch of people, you just have contacts. You're like,
yeah,
I know somebody on this planet. Give me 24 hours. I'll go talk to somebody and we'll yeah. call on a favor. You get a favor one per game day, basically.
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do connected.
Yeah. I even do connected. Okay.
Yeah. I think that'll be a really good non-combat skill.
Okay. Good. All right. So that's your non-combat focus.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Connected. Perfect. And then for your combat focus, this is just like, how do you solve problems? You want to go gunslinger? You want to go close combatant? You want to go assassin?
I'm not going to lie. Shocking assault sounds fun, but I feel like that's not... where I should
You're
go.
Extremely dangerous to the enemies around you. The ferocity of your attacks distracts and draws mm-hmm. blood even, or distracts enemies even when your blows don't draw blood. So it's like yeah. you just shock damage the hell out of people. But yes, that's definitely one. That's one approach. It depends on if you want to be like slick and cool or like, yeah, intimidating.
I feel like assassin would be the way to go though. Let's do assassin.
Okay. Yeah, I like it.
The ability to hide a knife or a pistol is also very appealing.
Execution attacks are super fun, and like they feel like cheating because all you have to do is just observe them for a minute and then they make a physical effect save or they die.
Yeah, yeah, which like, is, I feel fun. Like that probably would be more my style.
Okay, so that means you get sneak as a bonus skill.
Okay, so that bumps it up to zero.
Mm-hmm. You can conceal an object no larger than a knife or pistol from anything less invasive than a strip search, including normal TL4 weapon detection devices. You can draw or produce this object as an on-turn action, and your point-blank ranged attacks made from surprise with that weapon cannot miss the target. That's pretty cool. And then at level 2, you can move and make execution attacks. So normally you have to stand still, but mm-hmm. this way you can stalk someone through a crowd for a minute and then jump out and get them.
That's awesome.
That
I like
it. That is cool. I like it too.
I like it.
A connected assassin. Okay.
So instead of a shotgun, she's more of a scalpel.
Yes. Yeah, totally. Yeah. That'll be fun because like there's some interesting like discussions on how to get shit done like with the other characters and that kind of lateral authority of like, listen, I know you're nobles and you're in charge, but like yeah. I was brought on as a contractor for this job. Let me use my expertise yeah. that I use here.
This is the type of person that probably would have slunk into the camp at the last planet and killed the what's his face.
Yeah, right. And
be very like, quietly in the night.
While you were all sleeping, I solved this little problem.
I murdered him.
Yeah.
yeah, like tell it. Out loud. Yeah. No longer an issue. Yeah,
he's a non-problem. Okay, all right. So for your focus, you're going to get assassin. Okay, there we go. Level 1. And then we're going to give you connected as your
connected assassin is dangerous.
Yeah, seriously. Like I have friends and I kill people. Okay, great. There we go. Assassin and connected. And you'll get more at another. You'll get at least one more as you go. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Free level and a non-combat focus. We got that. You're going to get your plus one skill point per level And your hit points per level as we go. So I think we're ready to pick those three skills from your background.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got sneak and fix, and then you get to pick three more. I'm going to assume shoot is going to be maybe one of them, and connect will probably be one.
Well, with connect, don't I get it from connected?
Yes, I think. Oh, that's right, because connected gives you the skill too. So yeah, you could bump it up again if you want, or
yeah,
you can keep it. Yeah, that's true.
Whoops. Okay, so I think I get three skills.
Yes. Yeah. Any three.
Yeah, let's do. I feel like I need shoot or stab.
Yeah, probably.
Let's go with shoot.
Okay.
So I'll bump up shoot one.
Okay.
I want to bump up. Oh, do I want notice? I feel like I'm thinking of like the street smart-esque character that she would be, like your classic Marvel MCU, like hat and glasses drinking coffee, which somehow makes them invisible.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
So, it'd be between notice or just know, just from like,
yeah,
it's her business to know.
I think, you know, people who know things, you don't need to know them. Notice, yeah. I feel like, is better. Right. Cause if you're in a position where you're like, I need to know about a thing, you can find someone else who knows that for you,
yeah,
rather,
yeah,
than like knowing it yourself.
All right, let's bump up notice.
Okay.
And then I kind of want to bump up talk. I feel like,
yeah,
so she would at least
almost always a safe
bump. Yeah. I feel like she'd at least have some proficiency in how to talk to people.
Okay. Nice. All right. So you should have then, I think six skills. Let's do six skills at zero, just to make sure we didn't miss any. Because you got fix from being a spacer. You got shoot, notice, and talk from being a spacer. And then you got connect and sneak, right?
Yep.
Four, five. So you should have six. Perfect. Okay. All right. So then let's roll your hit points for level one. So it's just a D6 plus the two you get for being a partial warrior. Nice. Okay. All right. So you just keep rolling sixes. That's fine. Just every D6 that you roll, just keep getting sixes. Okay. All right. So you start with, I'll start a count here for a level. So you've got 8 hit points now. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you level up to, when you level up to level two, and I'll just use this to track it. When you level up to level two, you're going to get another hit point roll, and you're going to get some skill points. So let's roll that. It's 2d6 plus four, but roll a d6 plus two twice.
Twice. Yeah. Because, yeah.
Yeah. Good start. Okay. You got another one in here. There you go.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, broke the string of sixes with a one.
All right. So you got
I thought it was broken. I was like, am I like, yeah, like what's happening?
Am I cheating by accident?
It's working.
Okay. All right. So you've got 11 hit points at level two. You're going to get plus one skill point for a non-combat skill, and you're going to get some regular skill points. So let's see. PC gains 3 skill points.
Okay.
Plus 1 for non-combat. You can currently have up to level 1 skill.
Let's bump up connect 1. That leaves me with 3.
So that costs 2 points. Yeah.
Right. Oh, so that leaves me with 2.
Yeah, now connect is a non-combat skill, so you can spend your 1, and then that leaves you with 2 for anything, right?
Okay. Okay. And then I'll bump up.
So you can get one more skill from 0 to 1 or 2 skills from minus 1 to 0 if you want to do 2 more.
I'm gonna bump shoot up.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty. So your so that's it for that that level. You won't get another bonus to your attacks yet. You go up to level 3. Okay, so let's do the hit points again. It's three, do it three times, a D6 right. plus two. Okay. Three.
I'm on another roll.
Yeah, you're doing it. Nine. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, 14. All right, so here's an improvement there. 14. You get another three plus one for skill points, and you still maximum skill is level one.
Okay.
So any minus ones you want to bump up to zero, or do you want to bump your like fix or talk up to one, or your notice up to one?
I kind of want to bump program.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Up to zero.
No, currently nobody has that skill in the group. Like,
yeah.
Every time.
And I just feel like my character probably would at least have some.
Yeah, totally. Well, and it's like, it makes sense. It makes sense for this character to be able to do literally anything because you have this like mysterious background where someone is like, how do we do this? And you're like, I know how to hotwire this car. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like this. I like this kind of like outside operator, Swiss Army knife type character. It's pretty fucking cool.
I, for a brief second, debated doing perform.
Yeah.
Like maybe sometimes she goes undercover as a pop star. She has like an alter ego as like a performing.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Maybe that's her cover sometimes is like, you know.
Yeah,
like the character from The Fifth Element, the opera singer, where she's an opera singer, but then she's also like, you know, like an agent a little bit. Like she has.
You know what always bothered me about that movie was that So Lilu is presented as being super hot through the whole movie, but she's like four, like days old. Like she's not, like she's like a weird baby. And Bruce Willis is like, I love you, sexy baby. I never understood that. Bruce
Willis, that's weird.
You got problems.
She's like a kid.
She's like a hot baby. Good stuff, Bruce Willis. All right. So let's talk about that. I want to look at performance or perform because I want to see what like bullshitting falls under, like whether it's talk or like is perform like lying to someone or is it just straight up like
pretending I'm someone I'm not?
Yeah, right. Disguise and shit. Does that fall under perform?
Killing someone's putting on their uniform and then trying to.
That's right. Yeah. As, like,
them, because then it would make sense for her to have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First though, you have to do what's stab, right? Because you have to stab or punch to yank them into a closet and kill them.
Yeah.
And take their clothes.
Conceal their body, and they'll magically just be passed out for X amount of time before they miraculously wake up. Yeah.
Yep. Let me see. Where the hell are your skills? Skills. Here we go. Okay. Perform is. Dance, sing, orate, act, or otherwise put on a convincing or emotionally moving performance. So like pretending to be somebody else's perform.
So I think that should be at least be a zero.
Yeah, it only costs you your one point. So you still have three more. Okay. All right. So you got so that bumps up from minus one to zero.
Okay.
And now you've got what's going to be really fun is how different people treat this character than like Riley got treated, because it's like, you're like a special, like Riley was like a wrench. And then this person is like an expensive tool. Like you don't break this. You couldn't afford to replace it. Like also you're scary. So that should be
fun. He's going to be so sad. Poor Riley.
I know. Poor Riley.
Just a good, reliable wrench. Mm-hmm. So reliable.
Yep. Yeah, in another world where House Cygnus didn't get wiped out, she would have had a great life. All right, 3 points. So you can bring up one skill from zero to one, or you can do like, and one skill, another skill from minus one to zero. You can also bank these if you don't want to spend like all of them necessarily. You can hang on to them because at your next level, you're going to start unlocking level two. Skills. Do you want to do that? You want to hang on to them?
Yeah, let's hang on
for level four. Okay, because then there might be some skills like if you want to have a really good like shoot or whatever, you can bump it. Okay, so we're gonna keep your three. This next level means you can go skill levels up to two, and roll your hit points one more time. So D6 plus two, four times. Okay, three, nine, same as before. 12. Okay, so you go up by two. So you're kind of squishy. All right, so 16 hit points.
Still less squishy than my last character.
Hang on, you get a new focus at level two. You get a new focus at level two. So what do you want your level two focus to be? I was just asking because it might affect your hit points if you take like toughness or whatever.
Yeah, like Die Hard or something.
Yeah.
So.
So let's look at those. And this can be any, this can be a focus of like any kind.
I'm between, I'm like thinking of maybe unarmed combatant.
Okay.
It doesn't, I don't feel like it would make a lot of sense.
You actually get two, you get two more. Cause there's, okay. You get one more at first level, okay. That everybody gets. So mm-hmm. Yeah. So this way, if you're caught between a couple, you can pick.
Yeah. Because I feel like being, I feel like my character would be kind of squishy.
Yeah.
Because the whole point is to not be seen.
Yeah, right. If you get in a fight, it's too late.
Yeah, like that's I failed. I should probably just commit Sudoku. so I think I'll go with I think I want to go with unarmed combatant.
Nice. Okay. All right. And you can also level up connected or assassin, right?
Yeah. Now, this is going to sound silly, but I'm also thinking instead of an unarmed combatant, I could be an armsman and throw like ninja stars.
Yeah.
Or the space equivalent.
Yeah.
Space.
Or you could expand on assassin with like sniper or.
Yeah.
Right? Like.
Yeah. I'm thinking like, I feel like she would at least know kind of how to handle herself if she got disarmed somehow.
Yeah, I mean her punch skill is not good, but
yeah. Okay, so let's next unarmed combatant, okay. And let's do I'm almost thinking of alert.
Yeah, you could do sniper and alert, and just have 4 level 1 talents. Alert's pretty badass.
Or I could I do a level 2 assassin and level 1 alert?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Completely. Okay. Yeah. So assassin then goes to you can now move while assassinating. And I like this. This movement happens too quickly to alert a victim or be hindered by bodyguards, barring an actual physical wall of meat between you and your prey. Nice. All right, cool. So you got level 2 for assassin, and then you want to take alert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is rapidly becoming Vlad Taltos.
Right, yeah. That's fine. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, random dude who's kind of good at a lot of different things and knows a lot of useful people. I always love that about those books, that he's like, I'm not good at stealing things, but I know someone who is. I'm going to have them go steal it.
Yeah.
I'm just good at murderizing people.
There's basically, so in my favorite RPG in Burning Wheel, there's basically two ways to like make an effective character. You either pick one thing and you're really good at it, or you just go all in on the social shit. And then you're like, I can just find and manipulate anybody I need to do anything. I can't do anything on my own, but like, I'm very good at making other people do shit for me.
I always love that about Vlad, where Vlad's like, I know a thief.
Yeah. Don't worry. I got this. We'll figure it out.
Okay, I'll hire a thief.
So those are your foci, which they don't change your HP. So you have, wherever that's supposed to go,
14, I think, or 16.
16. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so you got 16 hit points. Cool. All right. And that is your stuff there. You got skill points now. So now you have 6 plus 1 skill points, and you can go up to level 2 for skills. So let me find the cost for that. Because this is where you can start getting like shoot up to 2. And
mm-hmm. So when it says on here under alert, I gain notice as a bonus skill. Yep. Since I already took it at 0, does that go up to 1?
Yep.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Sure does. Yeah, go ahead and bump.
Oh, I can't be executed.
Yeah, that's right. You and Booker are both immune to being assassinated. Because I think Booker is the other one with alert.
It would make sense for him to be alert.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, but you're alert. Booker is paranoid. Okay, so let's see. So yeah, you're gonna get, here we go, equipment, character creation. You're gonna get some opportunity to like bump up. What do you have at 1 right now? Shoot, connect, notice. Yeah, you get some good stuff covered there. So I would suggest taking advantage of the extra skill points that you saved from before.
Yeah.
It costs, let's see, two, I think. Here we go. Now we can talk also about, I forgot to talk about this. You can also bump up your attributes. So mm-hmm. for one, actually, this is pretty good. For one skill point of that six plus one, you can bump your dex to 14, which gives you a plus one in all your dexterity.
Yeah, let's do that.
That seems
especially because I'm sneaky, stabby.
Yeah. Now everything is better. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. So that's your first attribute improve. I don't know that it's worth spending five of your six to like get that charisma to 14. So mm-hmm. I think that's probably safe for attributes.
Oh, didn't we get a free one to bump up?
No, you set your dex at 14. Oh yeah, no, that's true. You do. We haven't given you that yet. Yeah. You didn't mm-hmm. decide. So you can bump your intelligence, but again, it'll give you a plus one in any of these things. So charisma will get you a bonus in what we've kind of discussed as being the most useful skills, but you could also mm-hmm. shore up that six strength and make that a 14, which gives you a plus one.
Or I can make her not an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, she's already not an idiot, right? She's an averagely smart person, but if you want her to be...
Oh, fair.
Right? Like, wisdom would be good, because that would bump up your notice, right? She would be better at like, you know, reconnaissance and shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's right. You do have a 14 that you can throw into one of those stats.
Let's do it in strength, actually.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll bump that up for you. There you go. So now if you get in a scrap, it also helps with your physical saves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So those six skill points, it'll cost 3 points. You could bump up two of your skills that are at one to two, and that'd be it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be, it sounds to me like your main ones are like shoot and sneak.
Yeah.
So I would maybe bump shoot up if you want to be good at
pretty
shooting.
Good at it.
Yeah. It'd be your best skill. That costs three.
Okay. So let's bump that up. That leaves me with three
leaves
points.
You with three. And then if you want to bring sneak up from zero to one, that would cost two.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can either save your last point or you can go minus one up to zero for one more and like bring up punch.
Let's save it
one.
So that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe next time I level, I can.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. So you're quite good at the one thing that you're good at. And then you have a few plus ones, like a decent spread of plus ones, and then not a few zeros, which is good. Because you don't want to be in that position where you're like, I'm going to roll this skill, but I'm penalized because I actually have no fucking clue what I'm doing. So that seems good. Okay, cool. So for your, for the last like things that we need to do, because the system's already got all your saving throws and shit. You don't have any complicated psionic stuff to do. You're going to get the like equipment. You get to pick one of the equipment packs, and we don't have to do this on stream, but this is like your mm-hmm. homework for tomorrow. Let me find them. There's like a bunch of preset, like you start with this equipment. Equipment packages. So pick one, from page 25, or you can roll 2d6 times 100 for starting gear. But honestly, you're like, you're level four, you're a kitted out badass. Basically just take any TL4 thing that you think you need to like play your character.
Mm-hmm.
That your character would like, cause you don't have like an entourage and you don't have a bunch of luggage. So like, basically I'm okay with you having like one piece of TL4 cybernetics if you want a cyber thing. So take a look at that list. Any guns, knives, bombs, armor, whatever shit you think your character would have, I'm okay with that. We've set up your premise as being like gun for hire problem solver. So it wouldn't make any sense for you to be like, hey guys, can I borrow a laser rifle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we'll assume that your character is like well connected enough. Now, do you want to be assigned to the ship by someone above the ship's crew? Like House Eridanus is like, we need you to go and like protect our ship, or House Crux is like the Richter and the captain need like extra help, or did like the Richter or the captain themselves like hire you, or like who do you want to report to basically, or did like Yancey's mom and dad send you to protect them?
I think let's go with maybe the captain.
Okay. Yeah, I like that, because that'll get you in with whatever Nomi's doing with her. So she took some of her like extra money and was like, we're going to, things are getting weird. And maybe she's recognizing there's a bit of a rift in the crew. And so she hired on someone
That's what I was thinking. Okay. Maybe she's realizing that Nomi's ambitions might be putting a big target on her back. Mm-hmm. And
I cannot wait until the first time you tell Yancey, like, I'm sorry, I report to the captain directly. He's going to fucking shit his diapers.
Right. But whoever pays my paycheck.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing you can do about it because technically the captain outranks him. I like that. Because this way you can play a character who's not a noble, but is connected to nobles through your like deathless.
Yeah.
Contract.
And I think it'll also really help the crew out because when they hit this wall of like, well, we have to ask him, I can be like, I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
He is nothing to me.
I can get this shit done.
Like, that's cool. we need to get an arrest warrant for this person. And I don't.
Yep.
I will burst into their house and murder them because I'm allowed to.
And that's the thing is, once they recognize the value of this character, you'll immediately just get turned against everybody else's enemies, right? They'll just be like, you are useful. I need you to go do something for me.
Right.
Can you take care of this?
And like not falling prey to house politics also would help this character a lot. Cause I know that, like, I don't, it's funny. Like, I think somebody actually wrote down like all the different security systems that Riley hacked. And they're like, at this point, she is destroyed. Prison security, she's destroyed. Acre security, Crux security. They're like making a list. It'd be kind of cool if this character is kind of like almost a parallel in some way.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, well, it's a different angle on something that we saw a bit of with Riley, where like nobody respected Riley because Riley was just like an object, literally, it turned out. But this person is like useful, like you're a talented professional. It'll be fun for the Deathless to have one of their own on the show and be like, look at how badass she is. Yeah,
I know, because so many of us have been tossing around the idea of being Deathless, but none of us went for it.
Well,
so.
and the Deathless and the Church have like a decent relationship too, right? Because like the Church, the guy that founded the Koshe is like a saint, right? He's like a canonized important like figure in church politics and stuff. So that would be a good like angle in for you and Mark. Yeah, I like it. Cool. All right. So all you need to do basically is like think about at least a place to sort of start for your character, like why you're on the ship. We know the captain hired you. We have some basic ideas, but I'll follow your lead. Like if you just kind of say like, this is why I'm here, I'm not going to be like, well, actually, Bronze, we didn't talk about that. Like I'm fine letting you kind of run that show. And we'll introduce you for the next mission. Just make sure you have the gear you need and go shopping. Let me know what you pick.
Awesome. Okay.
As long as it's TL4, you should be fine.
TL4. Yeah. I feel like I'll probably end up going for the mag pistol just because it makes the most sense, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever works for you. Also, so here's a question. You have some options. Is this character, and you don't even have to, we could keep this secret from everybody if you want to. Think about this and let me know. Is this character either a human being, a filthy robot lady, or you just let me decide? And you don't know. You think you're human.
That's an option to have a Battlestar Galactica-esque moment?
Yeah. So back at the beginning, people were thinking like, what would happen if everybody was a synth and nobody knew they were synths? What would happen? The whole team. But yes, that is also an option. So think on that. Let me know before tomorrow's episode and be like, Adam, here's what I've decided.
Yeah.
And then I will keep your, I was going to say I'll keep your secret to the grave, but it'll be your grave, not mine.
Yeah.
But yeah, so think on that one. Cool. I'm excited. This is fun. We get to see, I was talking about this during office hours this morning about how excited I am when characters, I'm not necessarily excited when they leave, cause that can be like tough or whatever, but I'm always excited when we get somebody new because it's like, what part of the universe have we not explored yet?
Oh, I get excited too. Yeah, cause there's so like all of us, even when we started, it's like, there's so many different kinds of characters you can play in this universe and so many different types of a bastard you can be.
Right.
You know? And I was wanting to play like a gentleman bastard, but this is like the first time I am. Because it's weird because I came into this with a very vague idea of like, I think I'm going to be a highly trained assassin. And now I've become like almost like a different version of that. Like I said, like Vlad, somebody who's more of like a businesswoman a little bit. So both of my ideas of like corporate goon and Deadly Assassin have mushed somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Deathless, cool. It's a mercenary company. It's still a business organization, right? You're here to get paid. It's just that you get paid to like kill people and destroy things.
Yeah.
You get paid to solve problems, the hard problems. Yeah. It certainly wouldn't be the first time that the Deathless were hired to do something that a noble couldn't do for themselves because of various social and political conventions, right? Like it's a thing. Cool. I'm excited. All right. Well, we'll premiere your new character for tomorrow's episode. Thanks for coming and making a character with me. I understand character advancement so much better every time we do it, because I always feel like when we're doing it on the show, I'm like, how does this work again? And as we were doing it today, I was like, okay, cool. Now I know how it works properly. So thanks for the refresher on that. So do your homework, and we will we'll see the premiere of our new nameless Deathless Mercenary tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bronze. Thanks, patrons.
Thank you so much.
See you later, everybody.